The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution of Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Commonwealth Bank, Burger King, Atlantis, Paradise Island, White Cares Fashion Center, The Alley Go App, and Wendy's.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution. Here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, I'm going to be upfront and disclose fully with you that I may at any point during the show have to dash out and barf. I don't know if you remember the other day when I said I was going to start a creatine cycle. I did that. You may recall the texter saying start with 5 milligrams. That's what you're supposed to do. But, well, let me back up. How this works is creatine saturates your muscles, draws water into your muscles as opposed to into your skin, makes your muscles bigger, gives you more energy, gives your muscles more energy. You can lift heavier. You recover faster. When your muscles are saturated with creatine. So it's one of the most popular supplements for resistance training there is. Now, if you take 5 milligrams of creatine a day, or 5 grams of creatine a day, you're going to take up to 30 days for the creatine to saturate your muscles. So what is popular is something that's called a loading cycle of creatine, where for 7 days you take up to 25 grams a day of creatine, and the saturation happens within 7 days, as opposed to 30 days. So I'm doing a loading cycle, and what I'd forgotten about creatine when you take it in a loading cycle, if you take 5 grams a day, you'd be fine, is that it gives you intense, it can give you intense nausea. It gives me intense nausea and stomach cramps. So I feel like I've wanted to barf for like the past 36 hours or so, right? So, and it's really bad today. I know that's a little too much information for you, but that's what it is. This is why are you doing this to yourself, Juan? It's what you gotta do. It's sometimes you gotta suffer. All right. Sometimes you gotta suffer to get where you need to go. It says creatine made my pressure go up. Be careful with that. I was on Twin Lab creatine and amino acids. Put on the muscle I needed, but I messed my pressure up. Really, I never had a problem with. I already have hypertension. But my pressure hasn't been going up. Because I wasn't sure. The last time I felt this nauseous was when my pressure was through the roof. All right. But I checked my pressure and it's fine. But yeah. So that's where I am in my head and my body today. Says no pain, no gain. Exactly. No pain, no gain. It's going to hurt. You got to suffer. It's just for 7 days. I'll feel terrible. And then we'll go from there. Well, my philosophy is you don't miss work if you feel bad because of something you did. Right. So you don't miss work because you stayed up all night. You don't miss work because you got drunk and now you're hungover. right? So I take the creatine, I feel like crap. I don't miss work or come to work. If you're sick and incapacitated, you have an emergency or something like that, you miss work. But you don't miss work because of something you did. All right? It says you should take cordyceps and spirulina to maintain the pressure. Don't take synthetic products. I do take cordyceps and spirulina. I do. But the creatine, you need to take it if you want to level up. So, I mean, you don't have to, but it works. So, about 6 weeks, you'll put on some good muscle. All right? So, anyway. That's where we are with that. I wanted to come because we got to talk about some things. There's some stuff to talk about. Listen, we have a problem now, and this is along the vein of health too, all right? We have a very serious problem in that the Ministry of Health has announced 17 COVID deaths in the two latest dashboards. Let me read this for you. This is a problem, okay? This is the dashboard from the 14th of July, right? So this would be the dashboard from Wednesday. We got 61 new cases. Y'all don't care, right? All right, party on. 61 new cases. There were 70 hospitalizations. 5 people in ICU, and 5 more people died. A 53-year-old man, a 31-year-old woman, an 87-year-old woman, a 51-year-old man, and a 61-year-old man are dead because of COVID-19. So from 31 to 87, all right? That took it up to 261. Then they released both these dashboards today. Then they released the next dashboard from the 15th. All right. 69 new cases, 60 of which are on New Providence. Again, y'all don't care, right? Just keep it popping. We have 67 hospitalizations and 7 people in ICU. And then we have 12 deaths reported. 5 of them are over the last couple of days. And 7 more, all from Grand Bahama, were under investigation and now classified as COVID deaths. All right? 35-year-old man from Bimini. 34-year-old woman from Eleuthera, 53-year-old man from New Providence, 53-year-old man from New Providence, 79-year-old female from New Providence, Grand Bahama, 103-year-old female, 88-year-old female, 65-year-old male, 82-year-old female, 72-year-old female, 50-year-old male, 44-year-old male. So the ages are ranging from 34 to 103. So I would urge you to be very, very careful because this thing is not done with us yet. All right? I am not a crazy person running around all afraid of COVID-19. Don't want to see nobody. Don't want to talk to nobody. Well, I don't want to see nobody. But I'm not running around here all shaky, right? But you're going to have to be careful out here. The death rate is going up. The rate of infection is going up. And if we had subsided last month, yes, the beginning of last month, the end of May, and that signified the end of the third wave, then this looks like the fourth wave. All right, so please, you have to be very careful. You have to sanitize as well as you can, wash your hands, yes. Try not to be all up in each other, breathing up in each other's face because you ain't know who got it, right? Take your precautions. You got to wear your mask, they say. So let's do that. Yep. And also, you can go get vaccinated, although I'm unclear as to how many of these hospitalizations and deaths are breakthrough cases. Because I know several people who've been vaccinated. Well, I lie, it's two. I know two people who've been fully vaccinated and have caught COVID-19. They weren't hospitalized. They actually had hardly any symptoms. But, yeah, if well, let me say this. If you want to go get vaccinated, you're apparently screwed now. Right. So that brings me to my next point. So, you know, and in your head, you want to think there are very smart people running all this stuff, making these decisions. Dr. Mercilyn Dal Regis, you know, brilliant. But some of this stuff seems like they're not applying proper thought to it. So, you can no longer, until further notice, go get your first dose of the vaccine. All right? We've come to the point where we only have enough to give the second doses out. So my question is this. If you knew, just by the rate of vaccination, that you were going to get to the point where you no longer had first doses of the vaccine, enough vaccine available to start vaccinating people, then why were you just on independence? Why was the prime minister telling people to go out and get vaccinated? You don't have vaccines for people to get vaccinated. You tell me you're going to get $33,600 doses of AstraZeneca before the end of July. You don't know that for certain because the director of PAHO was there saying that they're having supply challenges and they expect they'll have it, but they're not 100% sure. There could still be delays. You are waiting on the United States through CARPA to deliver more vaccines. That's sometime in the third quarter, so you don't know which month that's going to happen. That's July, August, September, encompasses the third quarter, so you don't know if you're going to get those. I still haven't heard how many we're supposed to get from the U.S., or maybe I missed that. And you are claiming that you're going to get some Pfizer, but we don't know when that's going to happen. All right? And as Independence Day addressed, the Prime Minister said, we must continue to get vaccinated. The vaccines are the way to end this terrible pandemic. The virus that causes COVID-19 spreads easily. The new Delta variant is becoming the dominant strain. It may be the most infectious version of the virus to date. Fortunately, the vaccines available to us have proven effective in protecting against this variant and other strains once the individuals are fully vaccinated. All right, so you just recently, as Tuesday, the Minister of Health, right, outside cabinet, was urging Bahamians to go get vaccinated. But you don't have vaccines. Right? I saw this coming. Right? And you look at it and you go, well, these people are much smarter than me. Clearly they figure this out. So you've now been able to vaccinate 37,689 people. Fully. All right? So I really don't understand how we move forward from here. So your vaccination program is coming to a screeching halt. Maybe you'll get lucky in the next 2 weeks and you'll actually get the vaccines, but I don't understand why it is you were still encouraging people to get vaccinated if you know that there were delays in receiving the vaccines, all right? I understand telling people, go get vaccinated, but I would have said, okay, we've hit 60,000 or so of the first dose. We're going to hold off on vaccinating new people until we get the second doses in. That seems like a sensible way to go about it, but we haven't done that. So we have now a case where there's likely the Delta variant here. The rate at which people are dying, that seems likely. The rate at which people are being hospitalized, that seems likely. It's a more infectious version of COVID-19. It spreads easier. You can get sicker. with it. We don't have enough vaccines to vaccinate even fully 15% of our population. And the state of emergency is about to end. And of course, the government has no idea what it's going to do. When that happens, to curb the spread of COVID-19. Minister of Tourism Dionisio de Aguilar says in the Tribune today that the government has not yet decided how it will handle protocols for visitors should emergency power orders end next month. All right. Last month, Attorney General Carl Bethel said the plan has not changed to his knowledge. Renward Weld said just as recently Tuesday that the state of emergency is going to end on August 13th. All right. The House of Assembly is on break until September 22nd. All right. So asked yesterday if ending the emergency orders meant the travel visas and COVID-19 testing would fall away for people entering the country, the minister said, quote, a decision has not yet been made. All right. So you have no idea what you're going to do then. All right. I really need you guys to focus beyond the next election on how we're going to actually run the country. All right. We have a problem with COVID-19 cases increasing. Now, when I suggested some temporary restrictions to curb the spread of COVID-19, which possibly is due to maybe tourists coming in, who knows, I don't know, or maybe he's traveling, you want to blame us, that's fine, whatever's happening, it's happening. When I suggested earlier this year some temporary restrictions to curb the spread of COVID-19, y'all cursed me out, asked me if I was on medication or didn't take my medication. So I'm not going to suggest anything, all right? Do as you wish, all right? But I'm going to say this. I shall take my necessary precautions, all right? And I shall be fully vaccinated. Now, I'm just doing that so I can get the perks. But I urge you to not let your guard down and understand that COVID is still with us. And yes, we have to live with it, right? But don't take extraordinary risks because people in their 30s are dying. And many of you out there have comorbidities and are in great danger. And even if you survive COVID-19, which the likelihood that you'll survive it is extremely high, there's also a possibility that you're going to have long-term effects, heart disease, right? Impotence, kidney trouble, liver trouble, all right? Seizures, blood clots. So just be careful. It's still a thing, you know? Make sure it affects different people differently, all right? Younger people, under 25, under 18, they're less likely to be adversely impacted. But still, be careful. Please. I know everybody's tired. I'm tired. I want the state of emergency to end as well. I'd love it if there were protocols in place to deal with what happens after that ends. But take care of yourself out there. All right. I, like you say, we don't want the prime minister playing daddy, telling us when we could come in and out of our house. So let's make sure to take care of our health there. All right. I don't want no one telling me what to do, but I'm not just going to act irresponsibly. Okay. You can call me, by the way. We're not on any specific point of discussion. 323-6232. 323-6232. 325-4316. And 325-4259. We got a call, okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
Awesome. Listen, this Amos, right? I had a meeting with the minister.
He's gone? Oh, well. I'm sure I missed critical information there. Let's do the text lines. 422-4796. This says, let's start from the bottom. It says you don't have to take the entire serving, but loading face one time, that's why you feel nausea. Take it over a period, okay? Yeah, I mean, well, you know, just 7 days. 7 good days of feeling terrible nausea. 2 so far. So after that, I'll reduce it to 5 and once we hit saturation. Juan, ever since you watched Aquaman, you've been obsessed with having muscles. I just got, it's like anything else. You got goals for yourself, you know what I mean? You decide you want to do a certain thing, you want to get in shape, and then you're like, well, okay, you want to lose weight, and you say, okay, you lose weight now, what's your goal now? And it keeps you going, it keeps you motivated, and so now I want to put on muscle. Aquaman. Good afternoon, welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan, and good afternoon, Bahamas.
Afternoon. I'll say this, yep. let me pause you. I'll say this, you put on some muscle, you know, you're going to get a reaction from your woman, I tell you that. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Juan, I want you to take all the precaution. Like you said, you may have to leave the show at some point. You have to make sure and ensure that your health is a priority. I only wish that the politicians and the minister responsible for health would act in a way that I can deem responsible, because we are on the threshold of almost a disaster. We have more people dying from COVID. The numbers continue to go up. Hospitalization is at an all-time high. And you're saying that you don't have anything in place once the emergency order expires. I just don't know how to digest that. Because you knew that months ago, that on the 13th of that month, the emergency order expires.
Yeah. And so no one's clear on what happens. Right. Yeah.
Right. And so they need to get going with that. We need to be clear. The Attorney General said that they would have something in place before that happened. And so they need to get that sorted out, because you're going to now wait until it becomes a state that the Governor General has to order the Parliament back to convene. Then you could have done it in a sensible way. You could have adjourned until the first week of August. You could have gone back and said, here, lay it on the table. Here are the protocols in lieu of the expiry of the emergency order,
yeah.
So that the vehement people have something to follow.
Yeah, but
But
Carl Bethel has said that they're the legislation to govern the pandemic without the state of emergency is complete. So why then are you not going to Parliament to pass it? It's mind-boggling to me.
That's exactly why I said that. That's the reason why I said it, because you are joining until after the August holiday, and you convene as immediately thereafter, because you want to lay that on the table and make sure that passed both Parliament, the lower house and the upper Senate, and goes to the Governor General to be signed into law. That is the responsible thing to do.
Yeah, I agree. Totally.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, appreciate you. Ari COVID, can you get a vaccine now if you wanted one? You can't get no first dose, no. You may be able to get the second dose, I guess. We'll see how that goes. For now, you can, but they're having problems making appointments. It's one, I believe, Minister's too scared to go back to Parliament without being a dictator. That's why they'll call an early election. Okay, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be back.
King is back at Burger King Nassau. This fan favorite features 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with thick-cut smoked bacon, 4 slices of melted American cheese, ketchup, and creamy mayonnaise, all on toasted sourdough slices. Get your sourdough sandwich as a single or a double and add ice-cold Pepsi and fries or onion rings for a perfect way to fill your day. The flame-grilled Sourdough King is only here for a limited time and only available at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Allego is here to help local companies boost their bottom line. If you own a business, join Allego and let us help you get people in your stores. ShopAllego.com has 2,000 website visitors daily, and you can list your business for free. Allego is the local online coupon hub where shoppers find weekly deals and discounts. It's where your business should be. Visit ShopAllego.com. That's Shop, A-L-L-I-G-O.com to list your business for free today.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
If you think you can't afford to dress to impress or replace those utensils or maybe even upgrade your household appliances, then you don't know YCare's Fashion Center. With three locations to serve you, YCare's Fashion Center features the things you need or want, all at a price that you can afford. Open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., YCare's Fashion Center also has the island's largest jean collection. Put the fun back in shopping and visit your favorite YCare's location today, where you can afford to look good.
Good afternoon, Bombers. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're talking COVID, vaccines, the lack thereof, what's supposed to happen after the state of the emergency. 17 deaths announced today from COVID. It's we are in a strange and possibly frightening place yet again. This is, I saw this shortage coming too way back in March when, one, I saw on BBC that the Indian government was discontinuing exporting the AstraZeneca vaccine, and two, they were the only ones sending vaccines to the region. I got my first jab shortly thereafter. Yep. It's really, really wild stuff. Now, the deaths on Grand Bahama were from April and May, okay? So they weren't July. I don't know why it takes that long to investigate a COVID death or what's involved with it, but those are from April to May, those seven deaths. But we still have had 10 deaths over 2 days announced that were just recent cases. This says, Juan, you know the new hot bot is lean, right? Just do my show on into you today. Don't air it. Just do the show. Who cares if you feel terrible? It says, you have to ask yourself how we got to capacity at PMH. Surprise. 15 people died between Wednesday and Thursday. Not a peep from Minister Diagler or Wells. This is unbelievable. They're willing to let us die to bring in COVID-carrying tourists because clearly the infection spike originating with tourists. I don't know where it's originating from. Well, it's 17 people, 17 deaths announced over Wednesday and Thursday. They didn't actually all die Wednesday and Thursday. But you know how I don't know what's accounting for it? Because nobody's talking to us about it. right? You're going, get vaccinated. Okay, sure, fine. That's great. You don't have vaccines, but okay, no problem. What's happening, right? What's going on with contact tracing? Where are these cases originating from? You're closing down different offices. What is going on exactly, right? No, the Ministry of Health has not had a press conference in many weeks. We've no earthly idea as to what's going on. The cases are going up and up. And that's 60 cases a day, 70 cases a day. What is happening? Is it from tourists? We can see the number of travel-related cases, which appear to be Bahamians. But that wouldn't account for all of the numbers. Am I saying the tourists are bringing COVID-19? No, I don't know that. All right? I have no idea. Because no one's talking to me about it. No one's talking to us about it. Juan, I remembered some of your callers at one time said that COVID was a hoax. Yeah, some people was on that. Hey, Avatar Juan, I know you've moved on and I apologize, but what did you say about the creatine? Oh, I just said I'm doing a creatine loading cycle where you take 25 milligrams a day over 7 days as opposed to 5 milligrams over 30 days and continue the five to achieve saturation, and it's making me sick as a dog. So that's where I am. But it's all good. I'm gonna power through it. It says, ouch, Juan, that sucks after your relaxing staycation. You done that to yourself? Staycation was good. While I went to go watch a scary movie last week in the theater, the fright factor was tripled as more and more people got put in my row. Right freaking next to me, they may have been at 33 or probably 45% capacity, but why put people right next to each other when other rows are open? My hip was bouncing all over the theater as more people walked in. Sorry to anyone that took offense. I won't be going back, though. If you want a good scare, though, by all means. Man, I'm planning on... Well, I'm not going to have that problem. So I'm going to go watch Black Widow, which... I fully expect it'll be stupid, but I'm going to watch it anyway because I've already watched the other 20-something movies. I can't miss this one now and not know what's going on. Not know what's happening. I keep watching these superhero movies. Like, these are so dumb. It's always like a machine or a super or a big flying craft. And the thing was dope, though. Infinity War was dope, was bomb. I would say that. But I got to go watch it because now I've invested so much time and energy in it. But I'm going to go watch Black Widow, and I'm going into VIP where I don't got to be within 6 feet of nobody. So that's what I'm about. I can't go this weekend because my wife's occupied. And I was going to take my son, but he's like, it's a little too violent. So it's like, okay. Says if you take muscadine capsules, you should be good. Muscadine is also good for COVID-19. All right, I'll write that down. I don't know what that is. I'll write that down. I've heard ivermectin a lot too. I want a former 100 Jams radio personality and DJs in charge of vaccine in the Bahamas. That speaks volumes. Former 100... Oh, you mean Ed Fields? No, well, come on. Ed's a qualified guy. Ed has good organizational capacities, but I would love to ask Ed how they got to this place. He says, hey, Juan, you ain't fooling with steroids, eh? No. No steroids. I'm not... No. Also, Juan, we need to cut the dramatics of this COVID situation and accept the fact that it'll be here with us until people take preventative measures to eradicate this virus. Yeah, I mean, again, like I said, COVID's not going away, and I don't agree with continuing the state of emergency, but don't be reckless, you know? And I say that from a point of view, which I do actually care if you get sick. I do care about the burdens on our healthcare system, and I also say that from a very selfish point of view, as in that if you... continue doing this, then we're not going to have schools open, right? And that's going to impact my life personally in a very hellish way, and my children's lives as well. So if we want to keep certain things going that are critically important, we're going to have to try to curb this thing. Good day, Juan. Whatever happened to the money the government set aside to purchase vaccines? All I've heard about is donations. No. We've gotten... at least 70,000, at least, of the ones we had put money aside for. So we had 20,000 donated from India, and then we had 5,000 donated from Antigua and Barbuda, which was very nice of Gaston Browne, even though he dissed us when we went to the Trump meeting, but it's all good. It says, don't forget one, we borrowed 5K, so that 33,600 doses will really only be 28,600 doses. These people are pathetic. You cannot talk about vaccination hesitancy until you have sufficient vaccines in the country to vaccinate enough persons to create herd immunity. Exactly. Do we have the Brazilian variant or the South African variant one or even the European variant in the country? I have no earthly idea. What's the European variant? I have no earthly idea what we have because nobody's talking to us about it. You told us that you had samples sent off to be tested. We don't know what is happening. I'll say this. The Delta variant, which is becoming the dominant variant in the U.S., the way that people present with symptoms of the Delta variant, I've heard from some doctors at PMH, is similar to what they're seeing in a lot of cases. So more than likely it's here, but without conclusive data from the Ministry of Health, I've no bloody idea what's going on. Juan, what happened to the Samaritan purse tents? If I recall correctly, didn't they leave them for the Bahamas government to use in the event the hospital is at capacity? I am not certain if they've re-erected the tent out at PMH. I want to say that that is the case, but I'm not certain. But the hospital is certainly at capacity. I don't understand why, after this much time, you have not built up capacity, but... This says, I took 10 grams of creatine per day and saw results, but now I'm cutting again because now my shirts are too tight. Yeah, I ain't cutting for a while. I'm pushing through, buddy. Juan, haven't you heard that travel health visa is the solution for COVID-19? Unless you're a cruise line who will take responsibility in the event of an outbreak, then you'll be exempt from the health visa. Also, Juan, is it too much for the Ministry of Health to also encourage people to start taking their vitamins and minerals, especially those that help the immune system and make it stronger against viruses while waiting on the vaccines? Agreed. Keep your immune system up, all right? Keep your immune system up. Like this person said, I take a lot of supplements, you know, all healthy stuff. The only, like, chemical supplements I take would be, well, I take blood pressure medication. But, you know, I take all my vitamins. I take creatine. Creatine is a naturally occurring chemical, but it's synthetically produced in order to make it viable for humans to get enough of it, because you won't get enough of it out of meat. And you have to basically eat the meat rare if you want to get any impact from the creatine, because if you cook it, the creatine is going to break down. But make sure you take your immune system. So take your aloe. Make sure your colon is clean, your digestive tract. That's where a lot of your immunodeficiencies come in. Make sure you're keeping that squared away, right? You know, I know it's rough, right? But you got to try to control your diet, all right? I'm not going to tell you just go be a saint and eat everything healthy and eat clean, but allow the greasy, the saturated food to be your treat, right, as opposed to your regular diet. So, like, once a week, I'll go get, like, a treat. Like, shout out to Just Grill under the dock. I, like, took a shot on them a few weeks ago. Their food's amazing, right? So once a week, I'll get a treat. But otherwise, I'll try to I eat clean, right? It's good for you. You'll feel better, all right? You know, you're getting that temporary gratification eating the bad food, the comfort food, but in the long run, you're feeling terrible, right? And it's bad for your health. Try to moderate your drinking. Now, I have not found a way to live on New Providence and not need alcohol to make it through. I have not. I am certain there are people out there who have, all right? But I'm trying to moderate it. I don't know how not to drink and live here, but when I figure it out, I'll let you know. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
One.
Hi.
You can take 30 seconds of your time.
Okay.
The minister is saying to me, go and get my COVID, vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. I want to be responsible. I'm not telling nobody here me to go and take it or not to take it. What I'm saying, and I'm not saying because the minister told me what to do, I'm going to take anything. What I'm saying here is, how could the minister advise me to take the vaccine when he know I came to see him as it relates to a foreign company interfering with my business that I have in the Bahamas as it relates to the agreement we have? Violating the agreement, you have 30 days, mm-hmm. black and white, you have to give to me or I have to give you. And if me or you fail to do that, then you'll be liable. So what I'm saying, if you telling me go take the vaccine, my food, I need work to get food. I need food to eat, whether I take a vaccine or not. But let's say I decide to take the vaccine. How could you tell me you want me to take the vaccine, but you don't want me to go to work, but you want people to work, but you don't want Amos to work? I need some common sense people to explain to me before I explode and start talking a business. And once I start talking and I open up these cans, no one can close them.
Okay. Well, thanks for that. We're going to go to the news and we shall be back on the other side.
It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Good to have you with us. We were talking about the COVID issues, the vaccine issues, the state of emergency, and the issues surrounding that. I do want to get to the FNM, which last night ratified final four candidates. Darren Hemphill said that best prime minister in the history of the Bahamas. Best deputy prime minister in history, Bahamas. Well, Jeff is beyond that run, too. I don't vouch for Hemphill, though. That's leaving, boy. Leaving, tell me. Hemphill is tip-top, right? So I don't know what's happening anymore. Okay, let's do some text messages. Clear through these, and we talk about what's happened with the FNN. Good afternoon, Juan. Do you know at what point we would need to repay the vaccine that was borrowed from the other countries? For the vaccines expected at the end of July for the Bahamas, what percentage would have to be used to repay the countries we borrowed from the vaccines earlier this month? I don't know. If you want to do a coal calculation and say Gaston Brown said, yo, when you get that next tranche, I want my 5,000 doses back, you could then say that means we'll get 5,000 less, right, out of the 33,000. So we're looking at 28,600. But maybe there's an agreement with Barbuda that we'll give it back to them later. They also were supposed to be trying to source vaccines from St. Vincent. I haven't heard anything on that. Nobody's talking. Nobody's saying anything of substance, right? But we can hold rallies and campaign with the COVID. What are you talking about, right? Just what's going on? The hospitals are at capacity. More people are dying. More people are getting infected. What is happening? Yeah, the economy's picked up. That's great. That's awesome. I love it. That benefits us all. But at the same time, we also have an issue with COVID. Let's figure out what we're doing here. Good afternoon, Juan. Can you tell us if we ever got the results of the COVID test that was sent to Brazil to see if we had the different variant here? No, I can't tell you. I can't. Because, again, nobody's saying anything. And we've asked. But it's just, you know, oh, we don't know yet. Oh, okay. It says, we are nowhere near the end of this pandemic. Many of us want the end of the emergency orders, and so do I. I do hope we are prepared to deal with that. We're not prepared to deal with it because we don't have any regime in place to manage public health that I can see. Now, here's the thing. And I'm very interested to see how this is going to work. Now, if you are telling me that the existing Public Health Act, Quarantine Act, et cetera, if they're sufficient to deal with COVID-19, absent a state of emergency, then why did the state of emergency continue for so long? If you're telling me that you now have a new legislative regime to deal with it, without a state of emergency, then why have you not implemented that regime? So I don't understand what's happening. Revolution, would you be so kind as to send a thank you shout out to Bernard at Carabine Bottling Company for his exceptional customer service during the recent promotion? Sure. Shout out to Bernard, Carabine Bottling Company. This says, yes, the Delta variant is more contagious, but no evidence shows that it's more dangerous. The common symptoms for the Delta variant are sore throat, cold, and a cough. The virus shows up in 11 days now and not 14. The virus is burning itself out. Boy, it burning some of us out, too, along the way. this is still burning. Hey, Mr. McCartney, is Dr. Del Regis and the medical team on vacation, too? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Hey, Juan, is it still about saving lives with Dr. Minnis in regard to COVID-19? Well, that seems to just have all gone out the window now. McCartney, how long do you wait to get your shot after catching COVID? That's a good question. I'm not certain. That's a very good question. I would think you would wait at least a few months because you'd already have antigens, right? Antibodies. I won. The best journalist. I'll take it. One that needs to close all borders, man, because that's where it's coming from. It's not all about money, man. One, good show. Keep safe. Well, again, you got a problem. If you close the borders, we're going to have our economy flatline again. So, you know. This is Black Widow. I give it a 7.5 out of 10. All right. I'm going to go see it. I need to see it. I'm in too deep at this point. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, Juan McCartney. How you doing? Shalyn Johnson.
Hey, buddy.
Juan, give me, 2 minutes to develop my point. The impending election, early election is happening, is not about the PLP versus FNM or DNA or any of those things. What is happening is an FNM versus FNM scenario. Here's what is happening. The FNM has realized that Mena's leadership has began to suffer from diminishing confidence from the Bahamian voters. They have decided from before May that during this next lockdown period, a move will be done to replace him. Two ways. Should he have extended the lockdown into November, a general election was promised. And as such, they were betting on a part of it where you have a no-confidence vote. Menes has the option of calling an election, doing nothing, or resigning. They were taking the bet that under the Constitution for an election, under an emergency order, the Governor General would not issue an election writ. So what Dr. Menes did this time was to ask for a shorter period of the lockdown, which was 90 days, knowing immediately after the budget debate that he was going to close down Parliament. So in essence, what happens now is that Menes is between a rock and a hard place, because if he doesn't call an election, he serves a high possibility that a move will be made to replace him as leader of the FNM. So in spite of the crisis of the fourth wave we are facing, what you have is a leader that has chosen power over the lives of people. And so clearly, if you begin to, you know, Juan, I think of you as a deep thinker. If you look at the economy, look at the crisis, look at the housing, the food shortages, look at everything that's going on. Grand Bahama has no signs of life, Abaco, nothing. You'd have to ask yourself, would a reasonable leader would go to an election campaign and ask people? The problem is Dr. Menes does not want to go down in history as a person who was removed for incompetence as leader of opposition, and also to be removed as prime minister for the same thing. So he's taking the bet that the people will remove him and he will save face from the dual incompetence designation. And so this is not about the people right now. If it was, and his plans, I mean, have you heard anything from the Economic Recovery Committee? Have you heard anything about the strategy of opening the economy for the lockdown, post-lockdown? Have you heard anything else? What you've heard is Dr. Menes in a survivalistic mode, not in the interest of us as behemoths. Because if he has a plan, like he says, sufficiently 12-plus months is, because remember the Constitution given till August, is sufficient time for him to execute it and for us to begin to have what's called measurable results to judge whether we're moving in the right direction. He does not. So what it is, snow us, flam us, do whatever you can, and preserve his image rather than the country. Thank you so much.
Okay, my brother. Now, my thing is, you'll have to show me where, under Article 21, the state of emergency for a pandemic would allow you to postpone general elections. I see in the Constitution where it says war, right? If the country is at war, but not if the country's in a state of emergency, per se, all right? Of course, you would know that you have 90 days from the date the parliament is resolved to have the parliament return, so he could actually have the parliament return if he dissolves it in August, in November. So, you know, a couple of scenarios there, but interesting take on what's happening internally, or what you say is happening internally. This is, I watch Black Widow on Disney Plus at home. I'm tired of watching movies at home, and I'll go. So creatine ain't worth it. Just take protein, 300 or 250 grams a day. I probably already get, I know I get, I already get about 300 grams of protein a day. Yeah. This is a good movie. What are you talking about, Black Widow? It says, want to help me understand something fundamental. If there's a shortage of vaccines in the country, then why aren't we making available the over-the-counter cocktail remedy that treats the COVID symptoms the same the vaccine does? We're not asking the right questions. Someone needs to be held responsible for not having a stopgap measure for vaccine shortages, knowing that there's a shortage worldwide. This says, well, Juan, for those anti-vaxxer Bahamians who refuse to get the vaccine, good luck, because you're on your own now. And guess what? Globally, 98% of COVID deaths are now on unvaccinated people. Vaccines were common sense 101 people. Now, you also have a lot of new infections among vaccinated people, right? Like in Israel, like half the new infections were among vaccinated people. I'm not sure of the outcomes, but it says, I've noticed that so many countries are pushing these death numbers and telling you that the only way to get this under control is by taking a vaccine, but they're not telling you that vaccinations have not stopped any of the effects that you get unvaccinated. They're all on the same even keel, even dying. And that's not what the data's been showing. Now, you have, I know Dr. Cy Pierre has written, the former president of the Medical Association, he's written several articles saying that he does not believe there's a correlation between vaccination and lower hospitalization rates among those vaccinated, to paraphrase. All right? This says, every time they open the border to COVID cases, hospitalizations and deaths spiked just last year, then March, July last year, then March this year, we went from 20,000 tourists to 60,000 tourists, and now July 2021, every time tourists exponential increase, COVID exponential increase. It says, don't let Ed tell you it's because people not getting vaccinated. They only plan to vaccinate 20% of the population start to finish. I mean, it's already told us three times now that COVID was over based on his scientific evidence. He's a doctor, you know. I don't remember him saying COVID is over. But, you know, I think it is. I don't agree with closing the border. I don't agree with stopping tourists from coming. Now, if you're doing your protocols and you're being safe, yes, you're going to have some people catch COVID. That's just what it is. But you can still have good outcomes. I don't understand what's happening right now because the numbers are piling up, but nobody's saying anything. This says, hey, Juan, with the cases going up again with the Delta variant, I don't think the government needs to stop the state of emergency. Too many people are being hospitalized and deaths are increasing. Also, why don't the health authorities have a press conference to update the public on this Delta variant? I think it's critical that they do so. I think it's critical that they do so also. Again, I don't like the state of emergency. I think you can have common sense, public health laws in place that don't so severely limit your civil liberties and also don't just fork over these extraordinary powers to one individual who claims he's making decisions based on science, but clearly, in at least a number of cases, is not. Good afternoon, Juan. Not everyone could afford vitamins to build up resistance, but since the beginning of COVID, was there ever an initiative by the government to offer free vitamins to the less fortunate? This would be a good thing. Especially now. Yeah, free vitamins would be good. Yeah, absolutely free vitamins would be good. Vitamins aren't that expensive, you know, in the grand scheme of things, you know. But I do hear you. That would be a good thing if they gave free vitamins. It says, hey, Juan, why are we sending people from Bimini to the U.S. to take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine when the CDC just admitted it caused neurological damage? It says, fully vaccinated people in the U.S. are dying from COVID, and every other month you're hearing the newfound side effects from the vaccine. We also have to look at these COVID deaths. If you pass away from being knocked down by a vehicle and you had COVID, they'll be classified as a COVID death. I think they were doing that in some places. Like, they were just, you know, doing that, but I think they were streamlining that out. It says, one, I thought I was the only one who needed alcohol to cope with this place. I'm elated you feel the same way. It's probably a lot of us, but not many would admit it. LOL. I agree it should be in moderation, though. Yeah. You gotta moderate. Because if you know, if you just treat yourself with alcohol and your frustration with alcohol around here, you're going to end up, you know, probably dead. One, I heard you talking about people eating healthy, so I want to just encourage people to have at least one day where they eat no meat. Your body needs at least a one-day break from having to try and process meat. Yeah, I'm trying to get to no meat. Like, well, let me say I'm trying to get to a lot less meat. Says, I still want to know how much persons have died from the vaccine or have been injured, or how much persons who got the vaccine had a breakthrough and died in our ICU. Most countries are now doing mix and match against the WHO and the CDC, where if you got the first jab AstraZeneca, then the second jab would be either Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, or the Moderna. It's called mix and match. Canada's doing that now. Yeah, y'all could do that. Don't do that with me, right? You could feel free to do that. We ain't going to just start going nuts now. Hey, if you want to take one AstraZeneca and chase it with some Pfizer, by all means, it's your life. But I'm not doing that. One, you ever watch Hack Sign? Maybe we need a virtual world to live, experience, and feel in until Rona dies. Bring on the Matrix. Hack Sign? No, I never have. I recently watched How to Be a Tyrant on Netflix. That was very interesting. This says, one, minutes dropped the ball, reaching for the rope to ring the bell. I go on record today, July 16th, 2021, that Minnis cannot see what's coming with the COVID-19 variants, but I can, and it ain't pretty. I predict a lockdown or curfew by the end of this month. Minnis let us down. We'll reach 200 new cases and 10 deaths a day by next Friday. That's a dire prediction there. A1, anyone check the vax status for all the participants of the FNM ratification? Sounds like a social gathering, but well, stuttering when pressed. How about lead by example? Yeah, that's a good idea to check the vaccination status. Now, to the point the texter made, by the way, you can call me, 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. To the point the texter made, he's asking how many people have died or had adverse effects from the vaccine. I would like to know that also. All right? How many people have been hospitalized or died who've been vaccinated or been in ICU who've been vaccinated? I would also like to know that. So, but nobody's talking. One, you just gave the FNM their motto for this election, in too deep. Says, one, how do you guys entertain C. Allen? What he said is a bunch of nonsense. He's lost. He thinks he's too smart for his own good. Well, I don't know. He may have some inside information on what's going on with the party, but that seems like a stretch. One, regarding the calling of a snap election, while I know there's widespread public speculation and many believe it will happen soon, I'm not convinced. In my view, it's a clever head fake by the Prime Minister on all the opposing parties, particularly Brave Davis and the PLP. In my views, elections will not be called until those pending and outstanding corruption cases of the former PLP cabinet minister and the former urban renewal coordinator under the former Christy Davis administration is brought to justice and the evidence of what transpired is aired both in court and the public. The plan is remind of the scandals, though the daily evidence coming out through the daily evidence coming out and being presented in court. Okay, you think he's faking people out with the election stuff? By the way, to me, it's not a snap election. It would just be an early election. A snap election's when, to me, is when there's no indication that an election's coming. But I mean, for the love of God, all the candidates have been ratified. The party paraphernalia is here. Like, you know, all indicators point that there is an election coming. So I prefer the term early election. All right. This says, I don't agree with critical thinker on Dr. Minnis being afraid of a challenge in his party. Our party politics does not work like that. Leaders tend to stock the party with their people, so any challenge to their fit, not necessarily because of the challenger, but because most of the potential party voters were appointed by the leader and thus support the leader. And I agree with your logic as well, that Dr. Minnis has successfully weeded out those who had opposed his leadership, and he now is fully in control of the Free National Movement. One, we need to get healthy, bro. When Dr. Sands chided us for our comorbidities, we took issue with him. Hindsight is something else. I mean, he was right. He was right. Listen, you don't want to hear it, right? I know. I know. There's a study, they did a study in the UK that showed that obesity was a big, big factor in COVID-19 adverse outcomes. All right? So, and the truth of the matter is that many of us are obese. I'm not trying to shame you. What I'm saying is being obese puts you at risk for worse outcomes from COVID-19. All right? So just keep that in mind. All right? You got to try and make sure that you stay healthy out here. It's better for you if you carry less weight to have better outcomes, particularly from COVID. That's not to say you get COVID and you're fit as a fiddle and you don't have adverse impacts. It's just to say if you're already obese or morbidly obese, you are in danger with COVID-19. This says one-third of the people who died from Delta variant in Israel were fully vaccinated. I'd have to check that. I'm not sure about that. Okay, but I know that half the new cases are from fully vaccinated people. This says, I ain't telling them to extend no order, fix the problem. The cruise ships, figure out how you're going to have them and prevent people from dying since your entire plan only vaccinates 20% of the population. Yeah, I don't, under no circumstances do I believe that the state of emergency should continue. I thought it should have been abandoned a long time ago. Hey, bro, what's up? Did you want or need a drink after that call from Amos Miller? I wish I knew his phone number. I believe he's a national hero. It says, put a fork in it. It's done. It's over. Trust me. We cannot wait for this FNM government to officially ring the bell so we could show them just what time it is politically. All right, we still got a few text messages, but let's talk about what happened last night. Okay, so last night, Dr. Hubert Minnis, Dr. Hubert Minnis was ratified for Killarney. Desmond Bannister was ratified for Carmichael. John Pinder was ratified for Fox Hill, and Wellborn Boodle was ratified for Pine Ridge. All right. Now, I heard John take vacation for pre-retirement leave. No. You cannot hold that office and be a ratified candidate according to the Bahamas general orders. So I don't know about no vacation, and you know everything cool with me and you, John Pender, but you need to resign is what it should, today, according to the general orders. All right, so you can, you know, it's not something that's at your leisure, right? You gotta do it. All right. So let's not play, right? If you're gonna do it to the PLP's candidate in Abaco, all right, with water and sewage, then let's keep that same energy across the board. All right. Now, I don't think that I don't see why you got to resign if you're running for a party. I honestly, in my mind, I think we could be mature enough to say you're running for a particular position, but yet you're still able to competently do your job in an unbiased fashion, even though you ran for a particular political party. I don't know that why we don't see ourselves as being that mature of a democracy. But as it stands, general order says you can't be a public servant and be running for office at the same time and be a ratified candidate at the same time. You can't. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. McGodney.
How's it going?
Everything all right, guy, right?
I try.
Yeah, if your Grammy was alive today and she was to hear me on the radio and see me, she wouldn't believe that was me. I wouldn't even tell you the things she used to see me doing. You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord.
I'm ashamed. But listen, I just wanted to get to, you know, the problem you was talking about yesterday with your water problem at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a guy who pointed it initially. I think if you see, you know the flaps that seals the tank, right?
Right.
Sometimes they're not sealing properly, and so when you turn up the TV and there's no noise, you look to see if you hear the trickle. Or the best way really to do is when everyone is asleep, you shut the valve off to the house, and then No, what you do is leave the wall open, and then when everybody's asleep, just take the meter reading. Mm. And then get up early and take another meter reading, and then you subtract, and you'll see the water consumption.
Right.
And if it's excessive, then you know that something is leaking while nobody's using the water. You see what I'm saying?
It's something, my brother, because they're
yeah,
killing
yeah, that's all. I used to work in the plant room, man. I just, you know, but listen, I just wanted to touch on, you see evidence is pointing towards, you know, I'm not talking about the, I'm not even going to mention the vaccine merry-go-round, but I always agree with Stephen Hanna. Stephen's a bright guy, but I didn't like the anti-vax narrative, right?
Okay.
So I just want to get this message out. Maybe this will help us, right? I said initially, you know, on the radio, I always said I'm not an anti-vaxxer, you know. But
right.
What I am is, I'm anti-vaccine recombining technology. And so, see, things I say, people de-emphasize and miss with the real point, what I'm saying is, and so, vaccines are safe, you know. The fact that I've taken a tetanus shot last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting them every 10 years, right? And so, you know, it's either a subunit or an attenuated vaccine, traditional vaccine concepts. The recombining technology using the viral vectors and magnetofection and transfection methods is different. And so as the recombining technology was enhanced because it's cheaper, they started to add more adjuvants to the vaccines.
That's true.
And they don't know that cause cytotoxic, cytogenic, epigenetic changes. This has nothing to do with me. I told you to familiarize yourself with magnetofection and electroporation. That's what the mRNA technology does. It makes the cell walls extra permeable to allow the adjuvants and the chemicals to get inside it.
Yeah.
So it makes you more susceptible to even to the virus. This is why you see, I surprise you as the people vaccinated come down with COVID. This points to viral immune escape because of the passive nature of the non-specific antibodies versus the specific antibodies induced by the vaccination. It's not complicated, you know, Mr. McCartney.
Mm.
I know you could understand this narrative, but the anti-vax narrative isn't going to work because what I'm saying is Dwight is guilty of saying the same thing he's saying. People are repeating narratives. The media is repeating narratives that they know nothing about. It's not the matter of being anti-vax. It's if you know the technology. If I am aware of something, I'm conscious of something, right or wrong?
Yeah, man. I mean,
I want the whole world to go and Google magnetofection and electroporation, which are transfection methods. They go beyond their way to trans and to infect the cell, you know, using recombining technology. It's cheaper. You could go on the vaccine advent voice reporting system. As they started to use recombining technology, the adverse events increased. This has nothing to do with me. I mean, come on, Mr. McCartney. Have a good day, brother. Bless it.
All right, my brother. Appreciate you. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan. How are you today, man?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Hey, listen. The government need to focus on getting more vaccine doses here in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
They're preaching a site of doom and gloom if everybody be vaccinated. But like the like something you previously read, when the amount of vaccination they intended to get only be for 20% of the population. So what would that do for our population?
It's not going to do any herd immunity, that's for certain.
Yeah, so you know, my thing is, I'll tell you this one. They could call the election next year. It doesn't matter. But whenever this government called the election, their new slogan will be that the Bahamian people will know them as one and done. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, man.
I got you. No problem. All right. Let's do a few more texts, and then we'll go from there. All right? Now, again, I'm very interested in understanding if John Pinder has resigned his post as Director of Labor. All right? That's what I want to know. Okay? Let's go to a call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello? Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine, thank you. Hey, everyone, here's a food for thought. Where was John Pender before he came to the Ministry of Labor?
He was
NCTU, right?
NCTU, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good, okay. Now, the now president, he just resigned, or just retired. It's a coincidence that maybe he's stepping into John Pender's post, Ministry of Labor.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a food for thought.
Who?
Right?
Who now?
What's the name? The one who just retired.
Oh, Bernard Evans.
Yes. So
yeah, he may step into that. Yeah, maybe.
So that's a food for thought, okay?
Okay,
so
okay.
Let's follow the instance.
Okay.
Okay,
I,
buddy.
I got gotcha. You. Okay. Thanks, buddy. So, we could talk about what, because general orders is quite specific with regard to public servants and political activity. It's extraordinarily specific. And you cannot, all right, be in the public service if you are adopted as a candidate for election to the House of Assembly. I'll read it for you. The first duty of a public officer is to give his undivided allegiance to the state, i.e. to the government of the day. In joining the public service, a public officer voluntarily enters a profession in which his service to the public will take a non-political form, and whatever may be his political inclination, his impartiality in the performance of his duty must be beyond suspicion. It follows, therefore, that a public officer should not normally take any active part in matters of public or political controversy, and particularly if the matter is one with which he is officially concerned. Political activities in the Bahamas may be defined as follows. Adoption as a candidate for election to the House of Assembly. Holding office in a political in a party political organization. Speaking in public on matters of national political controversy. Expressing views on such matters in letters to the press, or in books, articles, leaflets, or by broadcast, or on television. Canvassing and distributing pamphlets on behalf of a candidate or a political party. Okay? You have been campaigning, all right, in violation of general orders while holding the public office. Now, again, I don't agree that this should be the case, all right, that you should not have a job in public service if you're going to campaign. I don't think you got to go wear your political colors at work, but still, all right. Here's who are the politically restricted groups. All public officers in scales which start at least $11,100 per annum and above, including officers in scale one at salaries of $11,150 per annum and above. Okay? So, you can't be in the public service. All right? It just ain't gonna work. Not according to general orders. All right? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. How you doing today?
I'm right here.
All right, Sparky. You know, sometimes when I called your show afterwards, I had people calling and complaining about what I said or whatever it is, but suffered to be so. But can you honestly do me a favor now, Mr. McCartney? Can you explain to me what 52 said?
He's saying he's not anti-vaccine, but he has issues with the recombinant mRNA technology in those mRNA vaccines, because what the vaccines do is they have chemical adjuvants included in the vaccine that allow the mRNA to be absorbed into the cell, and people have great concern about the adjuvants and their effects on the human body that have not been studied long term.
Yes, that's pretty clear enough. Because you see, what I'm gonna, I love to listen to him, and I understand what he'd be trying to say, but he's well versed in what he is telling us, right? And he speaks so fast, he don't realize that. He has studied chemistry and so forth, and he does it practically on a daily basis. But the average mind don't understand what he's saying. Do you understand that? That's not the average person that's listening. Understand what he's saying. And he make it seem as if everybody is crazy to the fact that we don't understand what he's saying. He studied the thing. If I studied plumbing, then I'll know what the plumber's talking about. Mm-hmm. If I studied chemistry, I would know what he's talking about. Right. Not everybody studies chemistry. Not everybody understands medicine. Like, some medical doctors don't know politics. We got one right now. Have a good day.
Okay. This says John Pinder's free to take retirement. No. According to general orders, where any public officer or employee seeks adoption for election to the House of Assembly, he will, if adopted, be required to resign forthwith from the public service. That ain't me saying that. That's the Bahamas General Orders. Okay? It's crystal clear. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
How are you doing, man?
I'm great. How's it going?
Wonderful, wonderful. You know, I too believe in that text. So the minister is just teasing and wants to show all of the colors, all of what you've done, and then he brings that election a little closer to the campaign. So here it is. His word is not profound. Don't forget, every time he's going to investigate something, there's never a report. Okay? And he knows, don't get it is him that put this thing that that the poll is says that he's going to win. He said that. Nobody else said. Okay? He knows he's not going to win. He knows he's in a difficult position. Look at that hospital. Okay? Look at all of what's going on. Nothing surfaced to be good. Okay? $4 billion in 4 years. You still can't tell me or show me what you do with that, man. Okay? Finland only spent $1.5 billion in 25 years. And then you come in to be one piece to say, yeah. You know something, mister. I ain't that type of voter. Okay? This is over inner city. And Mr. McCarthy, he's big on that. Thanks for letting me share, man.
Okay, my brother. All right, we got to take a break. It says, please note that AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson are not mRNA vaccines. That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back.
At Marco's Pizza, we know the little moments are the primo moments.
Let's celebrate them.
Because when you make something your own, you make it magnifico. Like the double delicious deal. Get two medium one topping pizzas, a 1 liter soda, and free garlic parmesan breadsticks for just $20. At Marco's, we're all about quality. That's why we make our dough fresh every day. Create your own primo moments with the double delicious deal. Marco's, every store, every day. The Italian way. Hello, Primo.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Allego is here to help local companies boost their bottom line. If you own a business, join Allego and let us help you get people in your stores. ShopAllego.com has 2,000 website visitors daily, and you can list your business for free. Allego is the local online coupon hub where shoppers find weekly deals and discounts. It's where your business should be. Visit ShopAllego.com, that's ShopAllego.com, to list your business for free today.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. A couple of text messages. This says his resignation would be forthwith, but will not take effect until after any benefits he's entitled to is exhausted. The problem is government chooses to pay those benefits monthly via vacation entitlement, rather than using a lump sum. I guess, man, I mean, this is pellucidly clear, right? That you must resign if you are adopted, if you are seeking adoption for election to the House of Assembly. Now, maybe he has done so. I heard him on the news saying that he was going to take some leave or something to that effect, but I wasn't clear on whether he's saying he's going to resign today. But you need to resign. Now, if you're saying that he still gets the benefits, I don't have a problem with that. Whatever he's entitled to, he should get. But he should resign because the water and sewage people, you know, suspended the guy off of his job in Abaco because he was a candidate for the PLP. So we can play games with it now. We got to make sure we all having the same treatment. And you know, this guy wasn't like a senior public officer. You don't get much more senior than a director, right? Good afternoon, welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. No, let's move on. Next call, Kermit. Good afternoon, welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Warren.
Hey, how's it going?
On the PLP side, it's Brave and Chester, right? Mm-hmm. On the FM side, it's Menace and who? Who is the deputy leader?
I don't know who the deputy leader is. I know Desmond Bannister is the deputy prime minister.
I know, but...
Well, actually, Peter Turnquest is the deputy leader.
Grant to a convention.
Yep, should've.
Because this doesn't make no sense. Minister, who is the deputy leader of the FM?
Unless
they're right. I've been studying Menace for his minister of health. Menace is something called conflict phobia. He cannot, as a prime minister, what problem has he solved? What problem has he run to? Mm-hmm. His ministers solved the damn run to the mic. The Aguilar ran in Robert Potter's Island. He solved the minister. He stage fright. Oh, yeah, it's called conflict phobia. He's afraid of conflicts.
Okay.
I watch his character. He hides and shudders.
Okay. We got to do these calls quickly here. We only have a limited amount of time, and I have tech, so. Yeah. Let's try the call. We'll do these last two. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon.
Yeah, put it on, man. Let me have one
out. Oh, hey, who's this? John Pinder?
Yeah, certainly.
Hey, help me out, yeah, please.
I'm supposed to be a boy. You got my phone. I'm just calling
you for clarification. You know we tight? Everything cool? I'm just saying.
Yeah, but call me for clarification.
Okay, but well, you clarify.
The last section tried to clear up for you. Here's what happens in the public service.
Uh-huh.
You ask them on a vacation. They don't pay you the vacation lump sum no more. They make you use your vacation until you get to the end, and then you retire.
Okay.
So presently, I am on vacation to go into pre-retirement. Mm-hmm. When my vacation has been exhausted, I will then be on retirement from the public service. Now, if you want to, you can have the government to pay me out. That'd be good.
No,
so I can satisfy you.
That's fine, right? But the general orders say you must resign. So did you resign?
You're understanding this. I said to you, you don't resign like that from the public service when you have vacation. You go into I'm not resigning. I have enough years to retire to go into pre-retirement. You resign during enough years to go into retirement. I have enough years to go into pre-retirement, and then I retire at the end of my vacation. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine, but retirement okay. And resignation. See, now you're the director of labor, so I'm disputing your knowledge of general.
And this old chaotic document, general orders from 1967. You shouldn't even be trying to defend that foolishness.
No,
I tried to correct that.
I don't.
Listen to me.
Yeah, I'm not.
Listen to me.
Today.
Let me help you.
Yeah.
I tried to correct that with a public service agreement from the union to the thing. And I was an NCTU president. I was NCTU president, but the big job I have is president of the Obama's Public Services Union,
mm-hmm.
which I was able to fashion the first industrial agreement between the public service and the Bahamas government. And we try to do it to bring the public service in the 21st century we're doing business, not that old chaotic document called general audit.
Yeah, I agree.
If you read a bunch of foods and they don't make no sense at all in today's society.
No, it doesn't.
But like you say, the law, and definitely notice, general audit is only a policy. It ain't no law. Mm-hmm. That's only a policy.
So let me
okay, that ain't no law.
Let me ask you this.
Because if you think about it, when you look at the Constitution, it gives you freedom of assembly and freedom to express. You can't tell no civil servant they can't express themselves as a in support of a political party.
Yeah, I agree.
But in keeping with that so-called policy, which ain't no law, we just obey it as civil servants.
Right.
Let me help you with the next point. I think you something else I want to help you with.
Go ahead.
What is it now? Something that you raised I want to help you with.
I don't know.
You know I remember.
Let me ask you this, though. Are you saying to me that because you're retiring, the need for the resignation doesn't arise?
Okay.
Are you saying because you are retiring, there is no need for a resignation?
It's the same thing. It's just that you go into you have to use all your vacation.
You're leaving.
You're going to pre-retirement. It's the same thing.
All right.
Normally, a person who has left and sufficient years. If you're younger than 55, have less than 3 years, you normally have to retire. You have to resign.
So how much?
When you're older than 55 and have sufficient years, you then go on retirement. You go into retirement.
So how much pre-retirement leave?
Listen, the mere fact that I've already publicly declared myself a candidate, but a candidate who has been ratified by the FNN, I wouldn't want to hold up any longer. Don't care what I do. The opposite side will always believe I'm being impartial or I'm not being impartial or being biased. So in the interest of the country and the FNM government, the right thing to do would be to get out of the office.
I agree.
I've prepared myself to get out of office for months. And I always run the office in such a way that my deputy and my other senior management team could carry on. They know that's how to do everything. And now I have no information. And the Department of Labor is in good working order. Got good officers who carry on and wouldn't even miss a beat.
Right. I mean, I don't see why you got to resign either, but, you know.
I understand. Oh, I want to correct you something. First of all, let me let you know this. The PLP candidate for Yamaha has not resigned from the public service, got billboards up and his picture all over the place campaigning. But you're only looking on me one.
The PLP candidate.
Secondly, the fellow from Water and Sewage has not resigned. His industrial agreement say once you ratify, you have to go on administrative leave.
Right.
That's it. He got it better than me. I wish I had that in the public service. But I have to resign. He goes on administrative leave. I got to resign.
Right.
So he got it way better than me.
Right.
And Zane Lightburn has not resigned from the public service.
Zane
got billboard up all over Yamagro.
Zane Lightburn was a teacher, right?
But that's my boy.
Yeah.
Nah, he's assistant director of education. He acts in the capacity of assistant director of education.
And he's still assistant director of education, is what you're saying.
All right? I don't remember, but that's my good tradition in France. And I respect Zane. That's my boy. But you just keep licking me.
Well, I didn't know.
You know what I mean?
So
I can do the right thing.
All right.
I prepared myself long time for where I am right now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so I don't want you to make the general public think we need John Pender violating general laws or whatever you want to put it.
No, I just wanted to understand what the deal was.
But two wrong don't make one right, so I'm going to do the right thing and retire from the public service.
Well, I appreciate you, my brother.
And you got my number when you're clear things up, call me.
Well, it's only been,
like
I just...
You on one side, on the other side, you know thing. Everybody can't put for Lakers, everybody can't put for Phoenix, and everybody can't put for Milwaukee.
I got
this is how it goes.
All right, for sure. You, how you looking in Fox Hill?
How you looking in Fox Hill? Fox Hill, go.
All right.
You never have some butts with that.
All right.
I don't mind, I'm sassy. People carrying on.
Right.
Fox Hill, go on. Enjoy.
I appreciate you calling, my brother. Best of luck.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Good.
Take care. All right, we're out of time. We're going to be back on Monday. I'm going to throw him under the bus, but I caught his name. We're going to check on Zane Lightburn, too, actually. All right, we'll be back on Monday. God's Good Life. One of us going to sit with you for a shot. Free download? I'm not sure. I'll double check. All right, we got to go. Pinder says that the need for the resignation doesn't arise because he's gone anyway. All right. You guys take care out there and have a great weekend, Bahamas.